Welcome to Masachas Bava Metzia, Parak Beis Mishnah Test, Chapter 2, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah begins, Ezehi Aveda. What is considered a lost object that you're obligated to take care of it, you're obligated to try to find the owner? Matach Amaroi Parah Roim Baderech. If a person sees a donkey or he sees a cow and it's just wandering, Ezehi Aveda, that's not necessarily considered a lost object because often the owner lets the animal wander. However, if a person found a donkey and the saddle or the harness is upside down or twisted, or he finds a cow that's running amongst the vineyards, then it's considered a lost object because clearly it's not where it's supposed to be. Says the Mishnah, Zero barcha. Let's say he returned it to the owner and again it runs away. Again he returns it to the owner and it runs away. Even if it happens 4 or 5 times, he still has a chiv, an obligation to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and return the object. Shenemar, because it says, Hashav Teshivim, the pasuk says, return it, you shall return it. And from the duplicity of the language, we learn that even multiple times, a person is obligated to return it. Says the Mishnah Yabata Misela, let's say in order to take care of the lost object, to get it, to bring it home, to put it into a safe place, the fellow lost work, and his work he gets paid a sela, a larger coin. Lo yoimali, he cannot tell the owner when he finds it, Tenli Sela, hey, you have to pay me a Sela because I wasn't able to work and I lost the Sela's worth of work opportunities. Rather, he just pays him literally the minimum wage because he could tell him, you know, why should I pay you that larger amount of a Sela when that's not what a person gets paid to find a lost object. However, says the Mishnah, Yeshua and Bezdin, let's say there is a Bezdin, there's three Dayanim, three judges, three people. Then ask them if they Bezdin, then the finder can make a condition in front of Bezdin and say to them, you should know that I'm going to find this guy's object. I see it wandering over there and I'm going to get it and I'm going to bring it home. But I want you to know I'm not doing it unless I get paid a full sela. And then the fellow has to pay him the full sela. The main shah Bezdin says the Mishnah, but if there's no Bezdin, there's no one else around, if Nehmi Yasna, then he has nobody to make this condition with. So in that situation, Shalai Koidem, your own life and your own livelihood comes first and you continue working and you don't get involved in the lost object. And this way you get the sela that you rightfully deserve to earn. Let's see Mishnah. You have Mishnah 10. Mitzah Berefes. Let's say you find an animal and it's in its corral. It's inside of an enclosed area. There's the area that is not locked. Ein chayba, that's not considered a lost object and you're not obligated to get busy with it. But let's say you see an animal that's in public property and you could tell that the animal's lost. Chayba, then a person's obligated to take care of it. Let's say the animal is in a cemetery and the finder is a kohen. And we know kohen is not allowed to go into a cemetery, lo yitamlo. Then in that situation, the kohen does not have an obligation to go into the cemetery and find a lost object. Why is that? Because the mitzvah of returning a lost object is an asay, it's a positive commandment. Pasuk says, Hashev teshivim, you should return it to him. But for a kohen to go into a beis hakvaros, into a cemetery, he violates multiple things. He violates the nefesh leitama ba'amav, which is a negative commandment. He violates kedoshim tiyu, which is a positive commandment. And we have a rule that an asay, a positive commandment, doesn't have the strength to push away another asay and lais asay, another positive commandment and negative commandment. Therefore, he just stays where he is and he does not enter the cemetery. Let's say a person's father tells him, go into the cemetery and find the lost object. So it comes out he's a kohen, and he's not really allowed to go into it, but his father told him to do it, and he has a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Aish Amalei Al-Tachzor, or his father says to him in a situation where he's supposed to return the object, hey, don't return, don't get involved. Lo Yishmalei. A person should not listen to his father, because the Pasuk says, Ish Imai Ve'aviv Tiro, Ve'shabsoi Sai Tishmairu Ani Hashem. The Pasuk says you should show reverence for your father, and it concludes, Ani Hashem, you should know that I am Hashem, and therefore I take superiority, and if, let's say, your parents conflict with what I say, you don't have to listen to them, because they're also mandated to listen to me. The Mishnah continues with the halachas of priku te'ina, which means the Torah says that if, let's say, you see your fellow's donkey laden under a bundle and the fellow needs help unloading it or loading it, that's not obligated to help him. It's called priku ute'ina, unloading and loading. Says the Mishnah, parak v'ton, let's say you help the fellow load and you help them unload multiple times, even 4 or 5 times, chayv, you're still obligated to assist him. Shenemar azliv tazliv, because it says, help him, you shall help him. So we see that that means more than one time, just like we saw previously in the previous Mishnah by an aveda, by a lost object. Halach v'yashav, let's say the owner of the donkey goes, and he just sits on the side in Vamar, and he tells this fellow walking by, hayav alach mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to help load or unload. Imritzayin chalifrek preik. Heh, nice idea, go ahead, load it, pater. And you don't have to do it, Shenemar, because it says, azliv tazliv imay. The Torah says you should do it alongside, you should help him, but not that he could just say, hey, you have a mitzvah, do it. Let's say the fellow on the side who they could use his assistance to load or unload is an elderly gentleman or he's a sick person, and he has no strength to unload the animal, chayev, then the obligation is just to unload, but not to actually load. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrek. There's a mitzvah from the Torah to unload the animal, and that is even a person has to do it without taking money. But when it comes to loading the animal, then you can charge the fellow for helping him load. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon and Rav Litoin. Rabbi Shimon says even to load the animal, you have to do it for free. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, let's say the owner loaded up and he put too much. He shouldn't be putting this much on the animal. In that situation, you don't have to help him unloading the animal because the owner should have never done this. The Torah says if the animal is crushed underneath a very heavy load, but it has to be a normal load. But if the owner did something he wasn't supposed to, then you don't have to get involved because he shouldn't have done what he did. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.